Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Literature and Spirituality Podcast number 43. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. Literature is defined as imaginative or creative writing, especially of recognized artistic value. Spirituality is defined as the quality or state of being concerned with religion or religious matters or faith matters. The purpose of this podcast is to examine how these two subjects intersect with one another and how they relate to our lives. When we started this podcast some years ago, I was using a text authored by two authors from Liberty University. And we started off with some literature even from other religions and other cultures and more secular literature. But I have decided to go in another direction. Our quote for today is from Carl. Our quote today is, "What an astonishing thing a book is. It's a flat object made from a tree with flexible parts on which are printed or imprinted lots of funny dark squiggles. But one glance at it and you're inside the mind of another person, maybe somebody dead for thousands of years, across the millennia. An author is speaking clearly and silently inside your head, directly to you. Writing is perhaps the greatest of human inventions, binding together people who never knew each other, citizens of distant epochs. Books break the shackles of time. A book is proof that humans are capable of doing great things." In this podcast, we are reading the Confessions of St. Augustine. This is part 7 of book 1. In boyhood itself, however, so much less dreaded for me than youth, I loved not study and hated to be forced to it. Yet I was forced, and this was well done towards me, but I did not well, for unless forced, I had not learnt. But no one doeth well against his will, even though what he doeth be well. Yet neither did they well who forced me. But what was well came to me from thee, my God. For they were, regardless how I should employ what they forced me to learn, except to satiate the insatiate desires of a wealthy beggary and a shameful glory. But thou, by whom the very hairs of our head are numbered, didst use for my good the error of all who urged me to learn, and my own, who would not learn, thou didst use for my punishment, a fit penalty for one so small a boy and so great a sinner. So by those who did not well, thou didst well for me in my own sin, and by my own sin thou didst justly punish me, for thou hast commanded, and so it is, that every inordinate affection should be its own punishment. But why did I so much hate the Greek, which I studied as a boy? I do not yet fully know, for the Latin I loved, not what my first masters, but what the so-called grammarians taught me. For those first lessons, reading, writing, and arithmetic, I thought as great a burden and penalty as any Greek. And yet, whence was this too, but from the sin and vanity of this life, because I was flesh and a breath that passeth away and cometh not again. For those first lessons were better, certainly, because more certain by then I obtained and still retain the power of reading what I find written and myself writing what I will, whereas in the others I was forced to learn the wanderings of one Aeneas, forgetful of my own, and to weep for dead Dido, because she killed herself for love. The while, with dry eyes, I endured my miserable self dying among these things, far from thee, O God, my life. For what more miserable than a miserable being who commiserates not himself, weeping the death of Dido for love to Aeneas, but weeping not his own death for want of love to thee, O God, thou light of my heart, thou bread of my inmost soul, thou power who givest vigor to my mind, who quickenest my thoughts, I loved thee not. I committed fornication against thee, and all around me thus fornicating there echoed, well done, for the friendship of this world is fornication against thee, and well done, echoes on till one is ashamed not to be thus a man. And for all this I wept not, I who wept for Dido slain, and seeking by the sword a stroke and wound extreme, myself seeking the while a worse extreme, the extremest and lowest of thy creatures, having forsaken the earth, passing into the earth. And if forbid to read all this, I was grieved that I might not read what grieved me. Madness like this is thought a higher and a richer learning than that by which I learned to read and write. Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue reading the Confessions of St. Augustine in our next podcast, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live. God bless you. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to learn how to be transparent and honest as Christians in this day and time from St. Augustine, and help us to confess our sins and to repent and turn from our evil ways. For your glory, your praise, and your honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Amen, amen, people. Now, dear friend of mine, influential English writer, poet, and professor J.R.R. Tolkien said, "There is a place called heaven where the good here unfinished is completed, and where the stories unwritten and the hopes unfulfilled are continued. If you wish to go to this place called heaven one day, let me show you how you can do that. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws at some point in your life, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you.